This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Whatever happened to Carly Rae?
I don't know.
She was big at one time.
Yeah, she was. Call me maybe.
Disappeared, right?
Was kind of a one-hit wonder, wasn't she?
Pretty much.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. If you didn't hear the story from earlier this morning, a haunted house in town is destroyed. It burned to the ground. I mean, to the ground, did it?
Yeah, it did. It's in Parker. And so you'll see some smoke in the air, I guess, but it's out now.
It's called Fright Acres Haunted House. It burned about 1:30 this morning. And I was just bringing up haunted houses off the air. I haven't heard a lot of promotion about haunted houses this year.
Yeah, I haven't either. Have you guys gone to one?
No, I know the 13th floor, they're back, and some other big, big ones are back. But yeah, I haven't heard too much.
I guess we ranked 20th as the best Halloween in the country.
We do?
Yeah,
is that good or bad?
I don't think it's great.
Yeah, I don't think it's great either.
Yeah.
20.
20.
I don't brag about 20 on anything.
No, but I don't either.
Right?
But I like haunted houses. I do. They kind of freak me out a little bit, and I hold on to people,
they're
and
terrifying.
I don't look up. Yeah, they are awful.
Especially when they chase you with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
I was just looking them up here on, I think it's the Denver Post website, and there's 9 big ones here.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Yeah.
I've gone to Elitch. They have a really good one. I don't know if it's the same one as last, or
Fright Night.
Gosh, it's been a year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Because nobody did any of this.
Mm-mm.
I know. I feel like everybody is excited about Halloween because it's our first one where everybody's out again.
I do too.
You know, we don't have to like throw a piece of candy at a kid far away.
Yeah.
Like they can come up to the door now.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
All right, Spadil, will you put up the haunted houses, the list?
Yeah, I got it up right now.
All right, we'll put a list up there. So if you're looking to do a haunted house, maybe go to Elitch Gardens this weekend for their Fright Nights. We'll put the list on our Facebook page.
You know what I don't get? I have to tell you, and I think they're dumb and I hate them and I think they should be outlawed. Corn mazes. They're stupid.
Why?
What?
Because they're just dumb. You're just walking around in a corn maze.
Like, I've never been to one, but people love them.
No, they're dumb. They're just dumb. I went to the one in Chatfield. I don't know. I don't get them. I don't understand. It's not fun to me.
To me, I get in there. I was at the one in Chatfield. I've only been there one time. And I got caught in the middle of that thing and couldn't get out.
You couldn't?
I could not get out. I could not get out. And so to me, they make you feel dumb.
Oh, yeah, no, they do.
Yeah.
It's not that they're dumb. It makes me feel dumb.
I don't know. I think they're dumb. Like, what are we doing? We're walking around in corn?
You know what I did?
This is stupid.
So we're inside the corn
maze. I'm angry.
And we're just ending up back at the same place every single time we're trying to get out of this thing, right?
Yeah.
Finally, I'm like, okay, screw this. Right through the corn.
You did?
Yeah. Forget the path. I know I saw a street light, so I know how to get out of here.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, I'm done.
I mean, they're just not fun. Did you have fun?
No.
No, see?
Again, I felt dumb.
Nobody has had any fun at them. Nobody.
BJ and Jamie.
Spadil, are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, man. I worry about you sometimes.
What?
Just everything. Everything. All right, let me give you the latest, okay?
Okay.
Earlier this morning, it was announced Carson and his wife, congratulations, going to have a baby.
Thank you.
He's going to be a daddy. Then you come in here with some song. I've never heard this song.
Really?
I'm not sure most of our audience has heard it. Jamie says she kind of remembers it.
I kind of remember it from a long... I mean, like, where'd you even get this?
25 years old.
I know. I was going to say, I think it's from, like, the 90s, right?
Like, early 2000s. Okay. Yeah.
And then he says, hey, can you play this as a tribute to Carson.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I thought if you wanted to bring back up his baby story, that it would be a good intro.
No, I was here. You said, can you play a tribute?
Yes. Yeah. Can you?
You said, this is his new theme song.
Carson wasn't even in the room. You came in here and you wanted to, like, surprise him.
Right.
This wonderful tune. This wonderful tune that he could take to heart.
Yeah. Well, now he's going to know what he's in store for.
All right.
I'm scared.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. This is like a long-distance dedication to Carson from Spadil. Hi, I'm Casey Kasem, and welcome to American Top 40. And now, a long-distance dedication for a papa-to-be.
Paper's mailed in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9.
Wow.
You've lost it.
You know it's old when they sing about Barney.
Yeah.
My God.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Barney. I mean, right, that was really good, Spadil. Yeah.
Thank you, Spadil.
That's your new theme song, buddy.
That song and Dad Shoes, man, you've knocked it out of the park. Carson got a pair of New Balance, which is Dad Shoes.
Oh, and they are fresh white. I mean,
I'll wait till the kid's a little older to get you the socks and flops. You're not right there yet. You're just not ready for it.
It's good.
Unbelievable. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, you guessed it, folks. It's this time of the morning when we're all starving.
Yep, we are.
I'm sitting here looking at a food menu right now.
Oh, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at Hillstone.
Oh, I love Hillstone.
They're not open yet, though, right?
Well, no. They don't do
what,
breakfast.
11 o'clock?
Probably. I think 11:30.
I got time to
Yeah. By the way, just a warning that it's going to get really windy again. Last night, it was insane. The wind was so strong that I have shutters in front of a window that doesn't open. It's a big pane glass window. And the shutters blew open with no window that even opens.
Wow.
I mean, that's windy.
Yeah.
And I have a leak. Same thing later on this afternoon?
Yeah, until 6 p.m. and there's a fire danger.
There's a big storm that's coming in, and I think it's up around Seattle, and it's called a bomb cyclone. If you remember, we had one of those about 2 or 3 years ago, and it actually came through Colorado. But this one is going into Canada, but it's wrapping all this wind, some rain for tomorrow. So our weather's going to change for sure.
It looks like crap downtown. Look at them. Is that just smog or
it
what?
It looks brown.
I know, that's what I mean.
It's just like,
Yeah, it is.
I think it's going to be 81 degrees today, though.
Crazy.
All right, it was a big day today. We all found out Carson's going to be a daddy.
Yay!
Yeah, that's big news.
I know. So when are we due?
April 14th, right now.
Say goodbye to your life, April.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have a tax baby.
Right before then. Yeah, and not like that, but like things like going to Dan and Shay last night, done.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that baby's coming along.
Yeah,
she's
going
to be singing.
Yeah,
okay. Bottle service is all different, all of it.
Well, I mean, we just get bottles of milk now.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
He'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah, it's all fun and games right now.
Yeah, it sure is.
Wait till that baby gets here, though. It all changes.
And you'll do everything wrong.
You will.
Oh, my God. Everything you do is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah,
but anyway, congratulations.
Exciting time in your life. Yeah. All right, we got to go. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.